There's a wistfulness to mornings now. Even as summer's abundance is ripening and temperatures are still rising, intimations of the coming winter are in the air. As July progresses, more and more birds lose interest in singing. After raising a brood or two of young, many of our songbirds molt their feathers, and during this vulnerable period they are as quiet as possible. So the rich dawn symphony that filled the North Country in late May and throughout June is much quieter now. This softer, more subdued second movement somehow reminds me that most of the birds alive right now will be dead by next spring. Birds produce so many young each year simply to maintain a population holding pattern. When I started college, one of our professors told us to look at the person on our right and the person on our left, and said that only two of the three of us would still be there 4 years later. One would have dropped out. If an average family of 10 robins, a pair and their 8 offspring from 2 broods produced this season, were to look at one another right now, only 2 of them would be expected to still be there next year, and the missing 8 would have come to more permanent ends than simply dropping out of college. When birds return in spring, they seem to be filled with hope and optimism about the coming season. But by now it's almost as if they've suddenly realized that these new little babies they've produced are facing a harsh and dangerous world. Suddenly there's just not much to sing about. Fortunately, not all birds are ready to pack in their instruments. In the forests, at least a few black-throated green warblers are still going strong in the morning, and red-eyed vireos still sing throughout much of the day. In grassy areas, song and savanna sparrows and sedge wrens valiantly continue singing even though bobolinks have dropped out of the choir. It's hard to find red-winged blackbirds singing their ocalee song in marshes now, but they're still making plenty of whistles and clucks and other call notes. And of course, some ovenbirds are still singing. Robert Frost understood the wistfulness of birdsong this time of year and conveyed it in his poem, The Ovenbird. There is a singer everyone has heard, loud, a midsummer and a midwood bird who makes the solid tree trunk sound again. He says that leaves are old, and that for flowers midsummer is to spring as 1 to 10. He says the early petal fall is past when pear and cherry bloom went down in showers on sunny days a moment overcast. And comes that other fall we name the fall. He says the highway dust is over all. The bird would cease and be as other birds, but that he knows in singing, not to sing, the question that he frames in all but words is what to make of a diminished thing. That was Robert Frost, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.